Hey everyone, I've been getting a lot of DMs recently about new SMMA content. So I just wanted to come in here and talk about the truth of starting an SMMA in 2022, everything that I've learned. And my whole goal here is to be as transparent with you guys as I can. I want to be real with you. I want to break down what the gurus say and what you should take away from what they say and what exactly you should not take away. So the first thing that you probably see when you enter the SMMA space and you're watching an Iman Gaji video, you're watching a Montel Gordon video, Sander Stage video, whatever, right? The first thing you see is that they're talking about one niche, one service, right? You can't operate in a bunch of niches. You can't operate with a bunch of services, right? Because every service, every niche that you operate in, that counts as a separate agency. So if you're in three niches and you're running three services, you're technically running three different agencies. So that's accurate, right? That's something you should take away. But the thing that they talk about most is that, like when they started off, what they did was Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses. And that seems to be the biggest trend, the biggest niche, the biggest service that every new agency owner is going into, right? But the problem with that is that when all these gurus started Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses when they were your age, right? Like a couple of years ago in like 2015, 2016, 2017, right? The thing was is that it was so much less saturated. It was so much easier to grow in that market that, they were able to have success, right? So now they have probably 40, 50 plus client testimonials that they put on their website, right? Saying how they took that e-commerce brand from to and scaled it to 6 to 7 figures, right? So they have years and years of results. And if you are going in and you are a beginner and you think that you're gonna hit $10,000 a month by running Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses, the problem with that is that you can't compete with these people who have been in the game for years and years. So the first mistake you can make when entering SMMA is running Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses. Do not do this because you do not have the results. You do not have the testimonials. You cannot just go and hire a media buyer and, just leverage his results because that's not how this is going to work. That's not how this works. So the two paths you can take right now are either going down a creative agency route where this is like SMM, this is video editing, this is video creation, this is, creating graphics for their social media feeds, whether it's LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Or you could go down the lead generation route where you're basically helping local business owners in a specific niche acquire clients and double client acquisition. And, most people who go down this route, they offer a guarantee. So I think the easier route right now would be to go down a creative agency route. And that's just based off of skill. That's just based off of, effort, right? Or if you really want to go down what I think is the more sustainable route, you go down lead generation, you offer a guarantee, you offer something where you're guaranteeing a set number of appointments per month or their money back. And that's honestly that's the route I took. In the beginning, I did go down the creative agency route, but just being able to scale that to, let's say, like $20,000 a month, something like that. I think that scaling a creative agency is harder than scaling a lead generation agency. So let's get deeper into it. What I think the most important part of the agency space, and this is something that there are some YouTubers out there now that are really emphasizing on this, like Thomas Gannett and Cody Gavin, who was on last week. They're emphasizing service delivery. And service delivery is something that before these YouTubers was not really being talked about because everyone understood the business model saying that to scale to $10,000 a month, it was all a numbers game. Numbers game was, the outreach you needed to do right to land a client. And the more outreach you did, let's say you sent like 10,000 emails, right? And then you got 5 clients from that because you were booking a lot of calls and you were closing them on 2K monthly retainers. That's how you scale to 10K a month, right? So it was a very simple concept. It was very clear cut, 3-step process, very easy to understand, right? But the thing is that they never emphasized on, how you're supposed to run these Facebook ads, what exactly you're supposed to do, how to set the ad creatives, the Facebook audience retargeting, understanding what kind of ads get banned, what doesn't, right? So, and just learning how to master the Facebook game in general, right? So that's something that no one was talking about before, and all these gurus were basically preaching this idea, this false reality. And you know, that's why a lot of people were failing to see success with their brand, with their agency, and it was just really tough for them overall in general. So what these YouTubers, Thomas Gannett, Cody Gavin, did is that they actually walked them through their own client ad accounts, what they did, and exactly what they were doing to 10x, 16x their ROAS, and how they were able to offer guarantees that led to them being able to book clients on monthly retainers and make money off of performance fees. So that in itself is what I think you should focus on. Once you master service delivery, once you know how to do the actual job and you know how to do it well, it is so much easier to scale your agency. And just watching these YouTubers, watching and actually gaining hands-on experience with how to run ads, how to do the actual service delivery of everything in SMMA, that's what I think is how you're going to be able to scale your agency. So that's why I say that in other episodes I've done talking about this, that's why I say that I think that scaling to 10K a month in 30 days is really hard, because in 30 days, it's not like you're going to be able to master all the service delivery. Like, you know, the ins and outs of the whole game, you know, everything, and you know, you can do a better job than every single one of your competitors out there. It takes months. It takes time to actually learn how to do everything. So once you actually have learned how to do everything, then you can get to a point where you can be like, hey, to continue working with me, sign this 3-month retainer and you pay me $2,000 per month. And from there, you know, we can move on and I can continue getting you the results that I have. That's why I think that you should work on commission. You should work for free, let go of your ego. And because, like, if you think about it, right, if you're doing lead generation for a brand and you're spending your clients' money on ads instead of your own, that's such a more beneficial way for you to learn the ads versus you spending your own money, which could be pretty costly, right? So if you come in on these calls and you're saying, hey, I will run your ads, and if I don't get you a specific set number of appointments, let's say like 20, right? If I don't give you a specific set number of appointments, 20 appointments, then I work for free. So that way you're getting exposure to the client ad accounts. You're getting experience with running ads yourself, and you don't lose anything from it, because it's not like you're not doing a money back guarantee. You're just taking a performance deal. So my offer is that when I approach people in my niche, right, and I cold call them, that's my method of outreach, that's my only method of outreach, when I say to them that if I don't guarantee you a specific set number of appointments per month, right, then I work for free. So, and if I do hit that specific minimum amount, right, then I take 20% of the revenue you generated off those 15 appointments. And through that, let's say the average package price of something they're selling per appointment is like $1,000, right, and I get them, let's say, 20 appointments, they make $20,000 right there, right? And if I were to make 20% of those $20,000, right, of those 20 appointments they generated, that's $4,000 per client per month for me, right? And when you do this, right, when you're not offering a monthly retainer upfront, they are much more likely to trust you because you're working for free. So when you actually generate them the results and you prove to them that you can do your job and you're good at what you do, then you can come in the next month and say, hey, if you want to continue working with me, then we can go, we can hop on a 3-month monthly retainer, and I require $2,000 or whatever you want to charge upfront, right? And we also continue the 20% of your actual revenue. And from that, that's how you can really scale your agency, because you're mastering service delivery, which is the most important part. And then you can get media buyers, you can train them on how exactly to run the ads for that specific niche you're talking about, like what you see work, what you see not work. And that way, the reputation of your agency increases because you're getting results, you're outsourcing the work, and you can then have all those clients you have that you worked for free film testimonials for you that you can put on your website and ensure that you start landing more clients, you start dominating the industry you are in, and that way, that's how you scale. So a lot of people, they're not going to tell you about this method, You know, like, and it took me months and months to actually, you know, learn this, how this method exactly works, how to learn service delivery, and how exactly, you know, the whole game for Facebook ad lead generation, how Google ad lead generation, all of that works. So when you figure that out, you that's how you scale your agency. It's a myth in itself to scale to 10K in 30 days. And, you know, all these people who tell you otherwise, they are absolutely full of shit. Everything is a numbers game, as I said before. And, you know, that's why lead generation, I think, in 2022 is the best thing that you can hop on right now. Because in a couple of years, right, let's say you have something like the real estate lead generation niche, right? That's pretty saturated in itself right now, right? So it's still accessible, right? It's not as bad as e-com, where if you enter, there's a 99% chance you'll fail, right? If you enter lead generation for real estate, you still have a decent chance of succeeding the more outreach you do, right? But the thing is that in a couple of years, let's say it's 2027, right? And you're a beginner trying to enter the real estate lead generation niche through Facebook ads, right? The people who have been in the game since 2022, by 2027, maybe they're in the exact same place as all these gurus are right now who started in 2017, right? Maybe they're in a place where they have 40 plus clients. They have proved again and again how they can help these real estate agents book a guaranteed number of appointments, basically double their client acquisition, maybe triple, quadruple their client acquisition, right? They've proved that over years and years of experience. And now they can basically dominate the industry because they're able to compete with all the newbies and just basically steal all of the clients the newbies would get because they have years and years of results, right? So what I think the truth is about SMMA is you will really have to tap into very untapped niches, very, very niches that where you, like, a lot of people are not going to, right? So I know that there's some people out there that have that are dominating the roofing industry or the party rental industry, right? So it's really niches that you don't really think about at first hand. Like, you'll think about e-com, you'll think about real estate, you'll think about something like that, right? Because it's just so known in the SMMA space and everyone else is doing it. So my advice to you would to really just do what everyone else is not doing, right? So if you enter a niche such as solar panels, right, you're more likely to see success than you would in real estate because the market is less saturated and you can build up your client testimonials. And in a couple of years, whenever someone thinks of Facebook ad lead generation for solar panels, you're the guy. You're the person they're turning to. So that's what I think is the quickest way to scale to 10K per month. And the more realistic number, I would say, in terms of the number of months you can hit $10,000 per month is around 3 to 4. If you really hone in on your service delivery, you understand everything, then 3 to 4 months from there, you can easily hit $10,000 per month and you can change your life. So if you like more episodes like this, please let me know. I want to make more of these, and we're shifting to probably a 3 to 5 episode per week total. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the future. So see you then.